The medical school in Wauwatosa has a class in which students operate on dogs that are under anesthesia. The dogs are later euthanized. The Washington, D.C.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has been asking the medical college to discontinue what the group calls the dog lab. Yesterday, the committee sent a letter to a medical college panel that reviews animal care and use at the school, asking that use of live animals be denied. Physicians Committee Senior Medical Advisor Dr. John Pippin says the medical college is out of the mainstream.
They're behind the curve. The very great majority of medical schools in this country have already eliminated all animals in their medical school teaching program. It's simply not the best teaching method any longer, regardless of how one feels about the ethical issue.
Pippin says a federal law called the Animal Welfare Act restricts the use of animals when it's been shown equivalent or superior non-animal methods are available. He says the medical college already has three machines known as human patient simulators that would be just as good a teaching tool as the dogs. A medical college spokesperson was emailed a copy of the physicians group letter, but declined immediate comment, other than to say the Washington group is a front for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, a charge the committee denies. Previously, the medical college said the human simulators don't provide the hands-on experience of opening the chest of a living dog. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.